We had over 400 officers from the commission, including the commissioners, sitting down and re-strategizing and preparing now for the next phase of the elections, which means we already launched, before we went to Mombasa, we launched the voter education curriculum and the whole exercise of voter education. And then we have also brought on board new officers, including managers and 18 new constituency election coordinators, plus a replacement of two others who had passed away. So we already now have, as constitution provides, 290 constituency election coordinators, covering the 290 constituencies. We are now training them, and we've also set out a new timelines. And the good news is that we have now begun to receive the biometric voter registration kits. The first lot arrived on Friday. They're now being cleared through customs. And we'll soon begin training our officers on the use of the new biometric voter registration kits.
So what will this voter biometric kit help the electoral body do? And how can it enhance the credibility of next year's vote?
There are two things. First of all, if you remember what went wrong with our elections in 2007, was basically we had a faulty voters roll, in which over 1.2 million dead voters were able to vote. In other words, you could register more than once through the manual system and vote using either your relatives' IDs or even turn up in a different polling station and be able to vote, because there was no way of verifying whether it is you or not. This time around, we after experimenting with 18 constituencies, we are now rolling across the whole country, where we'll take all your biometric data, including your fingerprints and facial features, so that the software will be able to identify you and you'll be able to vote only once. So any elections, the credibility of elections begins with a good and credible register. And that's what we are doing.
Looking at the credibility of the vote, what other measures will the IEBC implement to ensure that Kenyans have confidence in the fact that the IEBC will organize credible and transparent elections?
One of the first things we've done is to have an approved curriculum for voter education, which we've published and which we've launched. We have now accredited voter education providers who are supposed to be neutral, because the fear in 2007 of what happened was that some of the voter providers were biased towards certain political parties. Now we've decided that we'll use our curriculum, we'll vet them, and then give them the authority to go and look for funding using our curriculum to help us now do the voter education. Secondly, we are involving political parties and other stakeholders at every stage, including the media. We've launched the National Political Party Liaison Committee, and beginning on tomorrow, we'll be launching throughout the regions the regional political party liaison committees, where we'll now engage political parties on continuous basis. For example, we did take political parties through the colors that we've now decided to adopt for the various voting. You know, we're going to have six types of voting, beginning with the president. So the ballot papers will be marked according to certain colors. For example, for the president, it's white. So we've taken the political parties through that process of the colors that we've chosen. They've accepted. We've taken through them through approving their party symbols. We had a problem with one of the parties that had a variation of symbols. So we've told them they have to stick to one particular approved party symbol. We are also now forming peace committees. We want to engage communities across the country. As you know, what happened in Tana River, the war skirmishes in Tana River where communities attacked each other. We're seeing the emergence of groups, youth groups, gangs in areas like Kisumu and others. We're seeing communities skirmishes, and we want to involve credible religious and other community leaders in terms of preaching for peace. We're working together with the National Cohesion Committee to monitor hate speeches and also sending out good ambassadors to preach really peace. And we're asking also political parties to abide by the code of conduct that we've agreed with them.
What will this political liaison, regional political liaison committee do?
is basically engaging ourselves with political parties, with the candidates, taking them through the election rules, the regulations, monitoring the way they do their nominations, because one of the biggest problems we have in this country is that the system that political parties use for nominating prospective candidates, many people have cried foul about lack of internal democracy within political parties. So we've been given by the Constitution the mandate to monitor how political parties nominate their candidates. So we've asked them to give us their rules, and we're monitoring whether they are following the rules. We've been given the powers to arbitrate where there are minor disputes before elections. The aggrieved parties can come to us or go to the political party tribunal for settlements of any disputes.